Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. And so much BS going on that, I don't know, it's the frustration levels are getting higher and higher and higher, and I'm just pissed off about it. So we'll go into some of those tomorrow. Today I want to talk a little bit about futures, and I'm going to share with you a webinar I did the other day. And, of course, that would be something that I always like to do when I can, and give you some good futures information. And remember that today's show is brought to you by Audible Books. Go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show and download one of those great books. And I got a lot of great stuff. I prefer myself. I listened to The Fed Up, which is Danielle's coming back on next week. And, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island and a bunch of others. But they do have 180,000 titles, so check it out. But let's check out what's going on in the futures world. And tomorrow I'll rip everybody apart right before the holiday. Here we go. What's up? What's up? Welcome, everybody. Great to be here. And for those of you who are gluttons and want to come back two in a row, God bless you. It's great to be here. And, of course, today we're going to talk about futures, part-time day trading, and speculation. They're different, and I'll tell you what the differences are, and I'll give you a little preview of how it all works. And you know, it's a great business, okay? But it is not like, you know, you're not guaranteed a paycheck, right? So, you know, obviously there are always things that you have to keep in mind when you look at these things. But you know, the one of the biggest things that, you know, we all have to think about and everybody deals with his emotions, right? And if you remember from one of my favorites, Trading Places, fear, that's the other guy's problem. Well, you know, again, the markets, the world is built on the same emotions, fear, greed, hope, and everything else. And again, if you can eliminate those, you give yourself a chance. You give yourself a chance for success. But the minute that you let those things get in the way, that's when you find major problems. Okay. That's really what it all comes down to, is you let the life is very mechanical and very mathematical. All right. And you know, if you do things that you shouldn't be doing, all right, if you do things that are driven by emotion, and one of the examples I always use, and because I'm sure 100% of you are guilty of this. If you ever said something to somebody or out of emotion that you wish you could take back, and the minute the words came out, you wish they weren't out, but it's over. And that's the problem with emotion. Now, obviously in relationships, it's not as easy, but when it comes to trading, it comes to money, it should be all mechanical. You shouldn't have to think about it. Okay. Anyways, I have to read this. I'm not reading it, but here's a disclaimer. All right. Options, futures, they involve risk, all that stuff. I'll leave it up there for like 10 seconds. So whatever, but obviously, you got to warn you that there's risk involved. Of course, you know me. If you've ever heard me before, you know that that's all I ever talk about is there's a lot. There's always risk. There ain't no free lunch, as I like to say. Okay. All right. So now that you've read the disclaimer, and you know, you look at the futures or commodities. Me play the stock market? Hell no. I make my money playing commodities. And of course, that was, you know, business started a long time ago. All right. But, you know, it doesn't matter what we learn here. We can do anywhere. We can apply it to anything we're using. And just a quick intro to me. I know most of you know me, but I've been doing this for actually 38 years, not even 36 anymore. But I'm a member. I've been a member of all three exchanges, still a member of the Chicago Board of Trade. I founded Bubba Trading. And of course, I'm the author of Bubba's Guide to Trading Options. And now Bubba's Guide, actually my new book should be done. Just finishing up now, Bubba's Guide to Weekly Options, but the full book, not just the Cliff Notes version. I contribute regularly to Fox, CNBC, Bloomberg RFD, and Phoenix of China. Now they're actually putting out the stuff, so it's kind of interesting. You see me with a Chinese screen talking. I don't speak Chinese, but they interpret for me. And Kitco, I do have my own radio show every day. And I was one of the three original market makers in the S&P pit, or the SPX, which is the derivative of the underlying. No problem. You're always welcome. You already know all this stuff. Never late. All right, so today we're going to talk about, are you gambling or are you trading? The histories of futures and commodities. What are futures? Advantages of futures. Types of traders. Good traders. It's the numbers. Qualities of good traders. Price discovery margin. And probability. Okay, that's our base agenda. Of course, you know me, I never helped those script yet, but today might be the first time. Are you gambling or are you trading? And that's the first thing that when you look at yourself and you look in the mirror, are you running it like a business or are you playing like a casino? Now, I've known both and I've done both. Okay, I'm never going to tell you I've never done it. I'm always very free to admit the mistakes that I've made and the shots that I've taken. And, you know, I say this freely. I could have back all the gambles I took back. Yeah, I had some big monster winners, but I don't know how much they cost me over the time because I thought I could do it more often, and I know what I lost back, and I know what the opportunity cost was. But if you're gambling, right, then you don't belong here. That's the bottom line. This is not a business in where we can gamble. We're not taking a shot. We're not hoping. We're trying to take a real live mathematical probability model and put it to work. We're trying to create the edge for ourselves. This is a business. That's what we're doing. All right. This is always, everything we do is about turning it into a business. All right. Now, businesses have ups and downs. We know that. All right. But in the meantime, if you're running it like a business, you're taking care of it like a business, then you shouldn't have many issues other than know that there's going to be some rough times, as there always is. There is no, I don't know anybody who hit it right from the beginning and didn't have any rough times. So again, the minute you start gambling, the minute you start chasing, is the minute we can just say game over, and it's only a matter of time before you blow it up. Now, just a little trick. We used to use all these hands. In fact, I still use these hand signals when I talk to my wife. I still use hand signals. But again, actually, these were signals that we use when you're trading, and you had to, you know, use all these things, and that only just brings me to the history. Now trading itself, futures trading, real futures trading, or organized futures trading started in 1848 at the Chicago Board of Trade, believe it or not. And that was really first designed to be for hedgers, right? Now, you know, everybody says it was for hedgers, right? And I agree, but think about it. If somebody's going to hedge, there's got to be a speculator on the other side, doesn't there? I mean, nobody's standing there handing out free things, so there had to be speculators, even though they don't consider them a speculator. There had to be a speculator on the other side, all right? But we've now grown into, obviously, well, actually, we're turning back the other way now. We originally got up to, I don't know, 11 or 12 or 15 exchanges, maybe 20, who knows, a bunch of exchanges all over the country.
And we'll come back and talk about the exchanges and other components of the futures product after the break. But reminder, this is being brought to you by Audible Books. And of course, they've got over 180,000 titles, and you get a 30-day free trial if you go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. And you can download the great books like Creature from Jekyll Island or Fed Up or many of the other great titles they have. In the meantime, you know that you got to go to libertytalk.fm so that we can download The Bubba Show every day. And you can also download The Sporting Edge there. That's, you know, big stuff. We need you. I need you. Go there. And how come you guys aren't following me on Twitter? @Bubba_trading. I want to know. I want to see more signups as soon as you hear this. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course we're talking futures today. We're staying away from the whining and the bitching of the market because I just don't feel like talking about it today. I'm just irritated, so I'm going to step out here for a break, and then I'll be right back with more on futures right here at the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're doing some futures, but this portion will be brought to you by Casper.com. Okay, Casper.com, CasperTrial.com. They make mattresses, and they want to give you a $50 towards any mattress purchase at CasperTrial.com/BubbaTrading.com. So go check them out, Casper. Anyways, let's get back to futures as we continue to try to learn and educate everybody. Here we go.
And now we're winding back down as they start to narrow in. But in the meantime, there's the Chicago Board of Trade, which is now part of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which trades futures and commodities. Now, they're really the same thing, but one's backed by a financial product, one's backed by a physical product. But at the end of it, all right, you've got, you know, the 9X and you've got ICE. You've got all different exchanges, but at the end, every exchange does the same thing. And the reason that you're concerned about an exchange is that when you put your money in, your money's guaranteed versus trading over the counter or forwards or things like that that are not necessarily guaranteed. Because if you go back to Forex, which many of you have traded Forex or maybe some of you do now, most Forex firms are not regulated. They're not covered. And like when the Swiss franc blew out a number of years ago, they blew out a bunch of traders at the same time. And that's always something that we consider to be problematic, which is why we stick with a licensed or regulated exchange. Now, a futures contract is a legal agreement generally made on the trading floor of a futures exchange to buy and sell a particular commodity or financial instrument at a predetermined price at a specific time and date in the future. Now, again, they're very similar to options or stocks, except that they are exactly what they are. It's a direct contract. Now, again, if you're using this vehicle as a hedging vehicle against your crops or against cattle or against whatever, right, then you're not concerned about the delivery or the end of it. All right. You're actually contracting. So you know, you can sell it for. If you're an airline and you're using it to cover fuel costs, then you're not concerned. But if you're speculating, then you need to know these things because you're going to trade in and out of them. And you're really concerned about, you don't want to be involved in these when they're coming into either delivery or expiration or things like that. Now, futures have tremendous advantages over any other product. Tremendous advantage, not even close. And the first is they are the most efficient markets in the world. Now, again, that's based on the fact that you're trading in liquid markets. Okay, if you're trading in illiquid markets, then anything goes. But if you're trading in regulated markets, if you're trading in liquid markets, then there is no market that is more efficient than futures. Because you're not giving up any edge. There's no time decay. There's no real market maker in the middle, okay? Because again, the market is pure. It's 1 bid at 2 bid at 3 bid at 4, whatever it is, whatever the product you're trading, it's natural. There is no, you're giving up nothing other than maybe one tick on the bid offer spread, but you're not giving up. There's not premium. There's not volatility. There's nothing to think about here. It's a straight up trade. Okay. So that's the first thing. You're trading through a regulated exchange, which again, doesn't sound very important, but you get stuck once, get in one of these binary options firms that are out of the country, get in one of these Forex firms that are out of the country and have them go bust. See how you feel about regulated exchanges then. The commissions are dramatically lower, okay? Especially for what you're controlling, for the leverage that you receive. But commissions are dramatically lower than any other product. So that's an issue because, again, that comes back to your overall cost. Virtually 24-hour trading, now I would argue with that a little bit. I mean, there are times when the markets can trade 24 hours. Now, again, if you live elsewhere, if you're out of the country and you want to trade the FTSE or the Nike or the DAX, yeah, those are liquid markets at night. But you know, I don't know how many of us are going to get up at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning to start trading. I mean, I've done it. But our markets will be liquid occasionally as well. The U.S. markets, during Brexit, were extremely liquid. I traded for 36 hours straight. During the election, they were liquid. And if the markets are busy, there's a tendency to be busy, in the after hours market because they're basically open almost 24 hours a day. Everything is electronic. It's a point and click. You don't need the broker. So you don't have to get the hose job of, paying yourself, paying the broker, and then not knowing where the possible fills with. If you've ever traded futures before, and all of a sudden you're waiting for a fill. You're waiting. You never know. Right. And then you get back and they stuck it to you. Okay. So, and then of course, leverage. leverage is if it's used properly, is a great tool. All right, but it has to be used properly. You know, if you decide that you're gonna just gonna leverage up and be like Bear Stearns or Lehman Brothers and leverage it 40-1, well, you're gonna go broke. But if you decide that, you know, how to use it and make sure you're using it within what you can afford, it just allows you to control. And just a base quick example, the mini S&P future represents approximately or exactly 500 shares of the spiders. So if I was going to buy 500 shares of the spiders, which would be $125,000 approximately, I would need, you know, about $60,000 in my account. I'd have to pay, you know, $8 or $9 commission in, $8 or $9 of commission out, whatever, maybe even less, maybe even $6 in and out, whatever it is. All right. And once I got out of that trade, I would have to usually let that money clear. It's called the Reg T or T plus three. So you gotta wait for the money to come back. Even though you got the money, even though you sold the stock, you gotta wait. Whereas if I trade a mini S&P future, I'm controlling 500 shares of the S&P stock, $100,000 it is. I've only got to pay $5 maximum round turn. $5, hear me again, $5 maximum round turn. All right. I buy it and I sell it. I'm done. I'm in and out. Nobody knows I even traded, basically, other than the amount of money I made or lost. When I trade the stock, I got margin to worry about. Here, I got margin, but my margin is much less. I can control. If I do the stock, I just told you it takes $60,000. If I do the future, I need about $500, depending on where I'm trading it, to the whole future. Now, again, that number changes if you're going to be a speculator. That's the difference. So we're combining either day trading or speculating trading and swing trading. It's actually day trading and swing trading is actually what we're doing because there's both. You're day trading, you can trade with very little money. If you're swing trading, you need more capital because you got to be able to carry and margin change, which we'll look at. Now, if we look at the different types of traders, there are hedgers. And those of you who've been through my hedging course know that we hedge. Now, we don't use, you know, some of the bigger accounts would use futures, but most of you would use options. But, you know, there you've got airlines hedging fuel costs. You've got farmers hedging cattle and grains. You've got insurance companies hedging the weather because there is a weather pit as well. All right. You've got, you know, manufacturers hedging, maybe cotton. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do, which has always made me laugh whenever I heard Caterpillar, they come out and they've had bad earnings and they go, well, the dollar. And I go, geez, for $200,000, you could have paid somebody. You're a billion-dollar corporation. For $200,000 a year, you could have paid somebody to hedge the dollars against you. You wouldn't have to worry about it because we actually traded in our heyday. We traded around the globe and had to hedge currency risk overnight. So, again, hedgers are purely just looking to wrap up and lock in either profits or whatever so they can move on and know. Because, again, as you know, if you're especially if you're a farmer, you put your crop in the ground, you know, you got no guarantees it's going to come out, but you've got a fortune invested in it. So there's a lot of things to do and a lot of reasons that people do hedge. There are speculators, which is what we're going to be. Now, either you...
And we'll get back to speculators after the break. But in the meantime, this was brought to you by Casper.com, the mattress guys. It's a great place to go. They're offering a $50 towards any mattress purchase. And all you have to do is go to CasperTrial.com/BubbaTrading.com. And, of course, you can get many benefits of them. So to receive a $50 discount on any mattress purchase, go to CasperTrial.com/BubbaTrading.com. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/BubbaTrading.com for $50 off from them. In the meantime, don't forget to go to LibertyTalk.fm and download the show every day. I need it. Gotta get some stuff going here. We gotta get loaded. We gotta get over 500,000. And you can also get the Sporting Edge here as well. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here. We will be back with more on futures and talk speculators and the rest of the market after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, we will be right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. It's time to rock. Don't let go.
Don't
let go. I'm so happy I get... Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Chad Bubba Horowitz. Always great to be here with you, and we're talking a little futures today, but this portion of the show is brought to you by BarkBox. Pet lovers, I'm getting a new dog. Don't tell my wife. She doesn't know yet. It's going to be a surprise. She's been begging one for weeks, actually for years, but I'm getting her another one, so but she does not know, and it's going to be great. But in the meantime, you can check it out. You get a free extra month at getbarkbox.com/BubbaTrading.com. So make sure you check them out. In the meantime, let's get back to futures, and we're talking speculators and more. Let's go back to right now.
Whether you're day trading or you're swing trading, you're still speculating. Now, we're speculating on the price is going to move. And there are some significant differences, which we'll get into as well. But basically, we have no skin in the game from a product standpoint. We aren't hedging against fuel costs. We're not hedging our crop. We're strictly saying that this particular product looks like it wants to go higher or lower, which is one more thing I forgot to mention, which is that there's no short selling restrictions here in futures, and there's no day trading rules in futures. You don't have to worry, you know, you don't need 25,000 to go back and forth. But now you're simply reading a chart, very much as we would read a chart anything, and you're saying, okay, I think this stock is going up. I think this future is going up. I think this future is going down. That's it. That's what you're looking for, right? You're looking to create an advantage for yourself, which brings us to get day traders, right? Now, I do both. I carry positions and I day trade, right? But day traders can trade with, you know, you could actually trade, in theory, you could trade with 2,500. I would not suggest it. I would not recommend it, but you could, all right? You know, it's a... Your margin cost is only if you, depending on where your broker is at. And that's another thing that we have to find out is who's your broker. Now, many, many brokers offer what they call day trading margin, which is $500 or so. Some firms offer a discount if you have a bigger account. So there's ways to do it, get it done. But again, at the end of it, this comes down to cost, commissions, and margins that you're willing to pay. But day traders are trading in and out, back and forth. And the method that we teach, you know, our methods, you know, are basically part-time. In other words, you got an hour to trade, you can sit down for an hour. Trade shows up, great. If it doesn't, you don't trade. You get more time, you get less. Doesn't matter. Again, there's no restriction. There's nothing to worry about overnight. And we don't care about the overall trend of the market. We only care what's happening in the cycle that we're watching. So that becomes very important when you're trying to be a part-time day trader, because full-time day trading is worse than a full-time job. A full-time day trader is worse than a full-time job because you can't do anything. You can't leave. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't eat lunch. You got to, if you want to be a true trader, you got to sit there because the market doesn't announce when it's going to make the next move. No sound. Well, that's not me. I can't help you there. Hold on one second. Okay. Now, swing traders, which is the second part of what we're doing, is you're going to hold. So what happens? What's the difference in a swing trader? Well, your S&P margin goes from 500 for a day trade to 4,500. So all of a sudden, you need some more capital, right? You now have to worry about what they call overnight margin and maintenance margin. There's differences. Again, there's pluses and minuses to both. But at the end of the day, okay, you know, it needs capital, all right? You can't, you can't do this on a shoestring. This is not, let me hope that I get lucky, because you're a favorite to get blown out before you ever get lucky. That's why you have to be careful. And that's why some people have actually, you know, contacted me and wanted to do the spec trading. And I asked for the minimum. I said like 25,000. Why? Because again, could you do it less? Well, mathematically, you probably couldn't. Like, I'm going to show you what our current positions are right now. So, but you couldn't probably do it with less, but even if you could, you don't want to be in a shoestring. That's the worst position you can ever be in this business. Okay, now the differences between the two. Look at their charts. They both do the same thing. The difference is that day trading trades in a short time frame, right? You must watch to benefit. In other words, if you're day trading, you got to be there. You got to be watching it to benefit. But again, I teach it where you can do it. You know, like I said, you got an hour, you sit down for an hour. You got 20 minutes. I figure about 20 minutes is about the lowest you can be there. But it does work, actually, because we use 4 or 5 minute time frames. So you get a few time frames to watch. A lot less margin. You get instant gratification, and you've got no overnight risk. Okay? Swing trading, you're trading for longer time frames. All right? Your profits are bigger, but so are your potential losses. You've got overnight risk. So God forbid you're short something and there's an announcement that makes it positive, or you're long something and you get a negative announcement. I mean, you do have overnight exposure. You got more margin. Okay. It's a big difference. The gratification is delayed. Okay. But you don't have to watch it. Again, you can go about your thing and, you know, you can set your positions up and you can either set your exits or your stops or whatever, and you can move on. Okay. So again, those are the key differences from the two. Is one is immediate. One takes more maintenance. Okay. Now both in the big scheme of life, if they're both good traders, they'll both make probably about the same amount of money. But again, everybody's got their own thing and what they want to do. When we traded on the floor, there was guys that were just pure scalpers and they would just, you know, take boom, boom, boom. They'd make 10 bucks, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, whatever it was, bing, 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 and they'd be done. And they'd make their money. And there's guys that would take bigger positions and hold. So again, there's no right or wrong with either. They're both based on capital, time, and what you want to do. Now good traders will focus on capital preservation and risk management, limit losses, set stop orders, which we do on almost everything. Now again, you'll see in my speculating trades, we don't always set stops right away, because I need to let them work a little bit, and I know how these markets trade, so I do not want to be stopped out early. In fact, I got stopped out yesterday. I was really pissed off. Right at the close, I wasn't even close. I was going to yank it. It was a day trade, but I knew the market was going to reopen at 4:30 Eastern, and I pulled the trade. Here, I'll show it to you. I can't show you the trade, but I'll show you the market. So I was short the YM. All right. And it was, which is the mini Dow. Oops, sorry. I just forgot today is Saturday. Here. So, right, I was going to pull it out. Okay. It was, this is right at the close. This is at 3:56. It's almost 4 o'clock. It's last bar before 4 o'clock. I was going to pull it out. I said, ah, they're not going to come and get me. There's no chance. Right. So, I'm doing some other work waiting for the market's close. Boom. They come and got me. And look what happened. Okay. It ticked me off. So again, there's certain times I won't do that. And I know the hours, obviously I don't want to do it around the close, but again, I didn't think it was close and it happens. But at the end of the day, you know, obviously better to be protected than not protected. Understand how to use margin correctly. Do not overtrade. You know, if you think, again, this goes back to the market is always right. If you think you're smarter than the market, you might as well just write a check and go home, because the market will grind you down in time if you think that you can outperform it. You know, remember, it doesn't get sick. It doesn't get tired. It just trades all day long. Keep a journal. Now, again, I tell this every class I ever do, you should keep a journal. I would say probably 15% or 20% do. But look, you want to be successful. That's what you do. You keep track of everything. So there's never an issue. And the last thing is, you can't be emotional. This, I understand it's about money, and I understand what goes on. But if you're going to be emotional, you're no good to anybody. And believe me, I've lost, I will venture to say that I've lost more in one day than anybody else here. I'll say any 20 people, you can add up your losses and I'll take my one day and take against. But I didn't lose any sleep. I didn't get crazy. All right. I mean, I just moved on because, again, that's the business. I once lost a backgammon game on one roll. A guy had to roll double sixes three times in a row for $6,500. I didn't bat an eye. I mean, it happens. That's the life. That's what you have to understand about it. That's all about.
And those are things you got to understand about trading, that, you know, losses happen. But you got to defend them. You got to make sure that you're staying in the game and handling it that way. But in the meantime, this has been brought to you by our friends at BarkBox. Got great stuff for your pets, and of course, you know, it's a great place to check out, and I urge you to check out barkbox.com/bubbatrading.com. You get one free month for your barkbox.com at bubbatrading.com. check it out. Make sure you do that, because again, we all have pets, or at least I do, and I'm getting another one. Don't tell anybody. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm is the place you need to go. It's like Green Acres. LibertyTalk.fm. Go download the Bubba Show every single day, and of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And if you haven't seen Bubba's Bottom Line on BubbaTrading.com, you're missing something good. Go check it out. Don't let me down. All right. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here. We'll be back with more on futures and some of the rules that we look for. After the break, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming to you. And of course, we're talking about some futures because I don't feel like talking about the rest of the grunts. It's killing me. So we're going to get back to futures trading. But remember to check out my three places that sponsor today's show. audibletrial.com/thebubbashow, casper.com/bubbatrading.com for your new mattress for $50 off, and getbarkbox.com/bubbatrading.com to get a free month. Check them out. We got to take care of business. Anyways, let's get back to the futures. Here we go.
The rules and things you got to know. Okay. I mean, losses are going to happen. If you don't think they're going to happen, then you're in the wrong business. Okay. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is not, you know, guaranteed capital. This is playing mathematical probabilities to a better way. And I can give you thousands of people that grind it out. And that's the whole key, is to grind it out small. Because as you grind it out small and it adds up, you can start grinding out a little bit bigger, and you grind it out a little bit bigger, and you just go from trading one contract to 20 if you can get there. Okay. Don't compare your trades to anybody else. It's you're the person pulling the trigger. Okay. Now, again, we're not all going to pull the trigger exactly the same way. We're not all going to do the exact same right thing. But again, it's a learning experience all the time. Okay. I'm still learning. Probably, I don't know how many trades I made. I mean, hell, I used to trade 20,000 contracts a day. I don't know, am I close to a billion yet? I have no idea. But in the meantime, I'm still learning, and I still try to learn. I'm out there trying to figure out better ways to do the same thing. Okay? But the one thing I did learn from all this is, if you think too much, you have no shot. If you don't let the markets work for you, follow the rules and don't rely on God. Oh, my guy's here. Oh, you know, you should be my, I should get a picture of you and put you on my website. You're my number one guy. I had to beg you to do it. Okay. And now you're my biggest guy. I love you. Not to be too emotional, this is where you really help me in my mature information and learn patience. It seems to me that random price fluctuations will be more of a factor in day trading versus swing trading. Not really. Okay. Actually, random fluctuations during the day are fine, because we're going to take advantage of those random fluctuations, believe it or not. But again, they all work out the same way. It comes back down to the mathematical models that we use. I would add, follow the rules, and you're guilty. Yes, you are guilty, but you're my buddy. I've been talking to you for, I think it's 10 years now, but I'm glad you did it. I'm trying to computerize what you gave me. So trading is a game of numbers. All right. It's real. Again, you'll see this in every presentation that I do. You'll always see the bell-shaped curve in one way, shape, or form. All right. Why? Because the whole model is based on mathematics. The whole model is based on how much it can move in one direction. Again, are the numbers 100% accurate? No, because nobody can get, you know, it's the simplest explanation I can give you is the flip of a coin. Now, if you flip a coin, what's the odds on heads or tails? Okay. The odds are 50-50, of course. All right. What if it comes up 22 heads in a row? What is the odds on the 23rd flip? Okay. Most people will say, well, geez, it's got to come up a tail. Got to come up a tail. No, it's independent. Each event is an independent occurrence. Now, eventually, over the law of large numbers, I don't know what it happens to be in coin flipping, but I happen to know, believe it or not, I happen to know on the dice table, it's 5,336 rolls to map out the math of the way it rolls. Okay. So if you're charting that and you want to sit there and chart for 5,300 rolls, you can try to figure out where the percentages come in. Okay. But again, you can't try to do that because you have to remember that each event is independent. But if you can stretch that event and look for something that gives you an advantage, which is what we do in our part-time day trading, is we have created a way to grab an edge on the market. We're no longer 50-50. We figure we're about 65-35 or 70-30. So now, boom, I put myself in a mathematical position to win. In our speculation trading, we do the same thing. But again, the difference between the two is one requires more capital. One requires, you know, the ability to carry margin and requires sometimes a loss. I mean, they're all going to cause losses. But, you know, in a day trading right now, if you're doing part-time trading with my system, your biggest loss in any one trade will be somewhere around $100. Okay. Your biggest profit, we don't know, but let's say it's 200. All right. That can be, the loss can never change, you know, more than $5 or $6, whatever it is. The profit can be whatever. I mean, you'll catch a no-brainer, we call it, and it'll go from a $200 win to a $600 win, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the consistency of how the markets work. Whereas in a spec trade, okay, that you're carrying longer term, we just had a trade that was a winner of about 10,000, but we also had a loser before that that was about 8,000, okay? So again, we don't have that kind of variance, but I tell it like it is. I don't try to give you one. I don't want to make it look better than it is, and you're going to see every trade that we made. But anyways, it's about the math. It comes down to numbers, all right? Believe me, and my engineer is here to tell you, and he'll vouch for it. It's always about the numbers. Can human emotion be reduced to math? Yes, it can. 100%. I can reduce it down to almost nothing if I'm not emotional with it. Okay, that's a certainty. You've been with me a lot. You've heard me mention the pattern a couple of times on the day trading. The best time to day trade, it depends, but I would say, if you have only one time, if you're going to schedule your time to trade, I would trade the opening. Now, most people will tell you not to trade the opening, but the opening is where we know that most of these marketers are going to come in and they're going to push the market one way or the other and create the pattern that we're looking for from a day trading method. Yep, and you can't change what you can't measure, so always keep notes about your trades. God, I'm going to get you on the phone next time. If I'd have known you were going to be here today, I'd have had you on with me now. And discipline, right? Look, if you're not disciplined, again, this is always a thing that I talk about, and I'm guilty of it myself occasionally. All right. You know, I've done it. I've done everything. I've done every mistake that you'll ever make. I've already made them, maybe more than once. But you got to just be able to make a decision, make the trade that you see. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and make a trade that you don't see. I'm not telling you to make up a trade. But if what you're looking for, if what we teach shows up and you got it, okay, then you want to make that trade. I mean, just a quick example. Okay. This was a buy yesterday, right on the opening. Okay. Markets are a buy. Right on the, this is the pattern that we're looking for. There's more to it, but this is an overall buy. Okay? Right here on the opening. And you know what? Right afterwards, an hour later, it became an automatic sale and a short. And believe it or not, it, you might have been able to hang in here. I can't say what about, and I don't ever do that if I didn't make the trade myself. All right? Now, but the point is that this was a buy. Okay? This was a sell, but this was before the market if you were trading. But in the meantime, there's things, there's equations that you need to look through. They're very simple, but that's kind of what we're looking at. And it doesn't really matter, all right, what product you're trading because they're all the same.
And that is correct. They are all the same when you're using these philosophies that we use. And again, you know me, I'm just trying to steer you in the right direction. In the meantime, get out there and get on Twitter and follow me at Bubba_trading. And don't forget to download the show every day. We got to get some big downloads. I got to start making some cash. Let's go. Crank it up, everybody. Get down there. Download them and follow me on Twitter. Excuse me. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm. Download the Bubba Show, Sporting Edge. Check out Xander. They're doing a great job. They're getting some big guests. And also Bubba's Bottom Line. Don't forget about him. He's a nice guy. He does some good shows for you. So go to BubbaTrading.com and check it out. It's free. No cost, no charge to you. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow at the same time, same station, unless you're already heading off to, if you're July 4th holiday. But if you are, then still listen. Take it with you. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. See you later.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.